The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, the third chapter. In response to charges that he is possessed, Jesus wonders aloud how anyone who is demon-possessed can cast out demons. Those who do the will of God are possessed by the Holy Spirit, siblings of Christ. Jesus went home, and the crowd came together again, so that Jesus and the disciples could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the power of the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace to and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallmark stores operate like a finely tuned watch. I like how the Valentine's cards go up, come down, replaced by the Easter cards. They go up, they come down. After the Easter cards come down, then the Mother's Day cards go up. They go down. The graduation cards go up. They go down. And now the Father's Day cards are going up. There's a card for everything. Second Sunday of May, we celebrate Mother's Day every year. Hallmark has a card for that. Third Sunday in June, every year, we celebrate Father's Day. Hallmark has a card for that, that will express your feelings towards your parents or those who care like a parent. All kinds of choices. Family values are important to us, and as they are important to us, we treasure family and we give cards. But Jesus seems to have a problem with identifying with those family values. He doesn't know who his mother is, who his brothers and sisters are. Kind of tough to get a card. It is lifted up today that he has an unclean spirit. There's no Hallmark card for that. Have a good day today dealing with your unclean spirit. No, we do not recognize that. It's against our way of looking at things. But today, Jesus seems to be at work doing something never done before. And who are my brothers and sisters and mother? Those who do the will of God are that. Here they are, right here. He redefines family with different people. So is he out of his mind? We just completed Synod Assembly in Minot. And there was a wonderful Bible study this year, which was the theme of the assembly. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Love, it sounds so easy. But it is not easy. And so today, let's spend a moment on that. Let's spend a moment with our definition of love and Jesus' definition of love. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" He says it this way, "Do you unconditionally love me? Do you love me without limits, without bounds?" "Yes, Lord, you know I love you," Peter says in return. But he defines it differently. "Yes, Lord, I love you like a brother." So Jesus asks again, "Peter, do you love me without limits, unconditionally, unchangingly?" And Peter says, "Lord, you know I love you like a brother." The third time Jesus asks, and now he uses that same language, "Peter, do you love me like a brother?" "Yes, Lord, I love you like a brother." That's where we are today. In our gospel text this morning, Jesus is redefining love based on new values, not on who's related to whom, not on ancestry.com. Who do I like and who don't I like? Who's like me? Who's not like me? That's our battle all the time as you and I deal with love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind as your neighbor as yourself. We do good with the love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, but the neighbor part is tough. I love people like me, and I struggle with those who aren't like me. Today is the 77th anniversary of D-Day, Omaha Beach in Normandy. The largest naval invasion in history, preceded by air and the dropping of troops. It was to cast out evil. But it seems evil never goes away. Jesus talks about that today. Can Satan cast out Satan? Or can evil cast out evil? No, it can't. You and I, as we operate in the world, can't get out of our head an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You hurt me and I'll hurt you. That's the struggle you and I live with because we're fallen, as Bob reminded us in our first reading this morning, when Adam and Eve realized that they have fallen. And everything after that is imperfect when it comes to love. We can't do it. But Jesus today puts before us a challenge. Can you take an incredibly small step to love like Jesus loves? To redefine family? To redefine how you see the world? That's all Christ asks us to do. Take an incredibly small step toward unconditional love, toward a new way of looking at family.
where all of God's children are valued and included and cherished. And in that challenge, know that we are forgiven and picked up when we fall. Maybe there's a Hallmark card for that somewhere. I love you just the way you are. Take a little incredible step with me and share that love. Thanks be to God. Amen.